You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I'm your host, Chris Chambers, and I am here with the CEO of Jericho Road Ministries, Mr. Andrew Chamberlain. What's up, Andrew?
Oh, I am just happy to be here.
Good, good, good. So we are finishing up our series, the Good to Great series by Jim Collins. And again, we've been working through this flywheel concept. We've got through the build-up phase. We're solidly in the breakthrough phase at this point, where things are really, really kind of taking off. We're looking in this episode at technology accelerators in particular. And again, just keep in mind, we had the disciplined people first, we had the disciplined thought, and now we're in the disciplined action section. We talked in the last episode about the culture of discipline, right? Discipline action. And then now we're looking at how that discipline action can result, or what, how we can use technology accelerators in that discipline action in the breakthrough. So that being said, man.
Yeah. So as I was saying prior to recording, this might be my favorite part right now of this book. I think it's interesting because I've read this book multiple times. I can remember different seasons of my life, which part was, so impactful. That's what's so cool about books. So there's a little side note. If you've read a good book, maybe read it again at some time in the future, because you might be a different time for you in that book, which is really cool. But anyway, so technology accelerators, this is that last part where, again, think of that image. You've been disciplined in all these practices, and now you're really taking off. And what you can see with the technology part is, if you do not have all the previous parts talked about, and then these aren't in any kind of order, just kind of coming from my head, the right people, knowing the direction you're going, that hedgehog concept, being disciplined in how that happens, confronting all the reality of the situation. If you just try to add technology in, it's not going to work. And so I'm going to give a challenging analogy, but I think it's this way. People are struggling in their marriage and they think, hey, the best way to fix a relationship is, let's just add something else in to make it, to make it better. Most of the time it doesn't work, because why? If you don't take care of that core why you're having the issue, adding something in is not going to help it. So kind of using that analogy, here's the reality. Technology needs to be an accelerator, not a foundational piece. Mm-hmm. Let me say that again. It needs to be an accelerator, not a foundational piece, because why? So in Chris's practice, if he doesn't practice good law, it doesn't matter how good his database is. Because if he doesn't help his clients win their cases, good grief, he can have the fanciest technology anywhere, but he doesn't have anything to put in it, So that's why it's an accelerator. So let me kind of tee off a couple different things that we've seen at Jericho, and then I'll try to get your interaction with a few of those. And then hopefully as people from our BNI team, and maybe others that are listening, think of your business, what you can add once you've seen these pieces. So in the last episode, you talked about how people can do scheduled deliveries now. So let me just break that down real quick. We have four stores in the Hernando County area. We do have one technically in Pasco. And with that, we have quite a few deliveries that happen at that store. So our trucks go out, they pick up people's merchandise that they're willing to donate. Maybe they're cleaning out their house, whatever. We pick it up, we take it back to our stores, right? And we keep track of all those. And there's quite a bit that happen. But what we have seen in the last couple of years, because we're getting very healthy doing these practices, now we can add this technology that people can just do that right online. They can go. Used to, we were limited that our dispatcher was here from a limited time period. So if you didn't call in that time period, we may miss it. So we may miss the merchandise. They may go to somebody else. Yeah. Now 24/7, they can just go to our website. And then we've added another technology piece. And I've talked a lot about it with Chris. It's monday.com. We pay for that. And then that automates all that. So we don't have to send out the emails. We don't have to send out the receipts. That all gets done on an automated side. Yeah. So we've been able to, in essence, I don't know if it's 20, 30%. I don't know the exact percentage. Maybe I should know that. But we've grown that much just by adding these two pieces. They're costly. They're not cheap, but they are still less expensive than if I was just adding more staff to try to accomplish this. So from a cost effectiveness, it's been highly beneficial because we're able to do this at a more expedient rate and also at a good price point for us. So those are two examples that I would like to, you know, just kind of throw out there that if we would have tried to do that 2 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to. Why? We didn't have the right people. We didn't have the right stuff. It's not that we didn't have good people 2 years ago. We just weren't in that right space to do all that. So let me kind of throw that to you for a moment. Your thoughts on that or take it in a different direction.
Yeah. So this is the Winning Edge podcast, right? We have the Winning Edge chapter of BNI here. And one of the things that I've seen, again, being able to serve in leadership and currently as the vice president, I'm able to see, I get a lot of emails. I see all the technology that is being used, but just wanted to mention a few of those. And again, you know, one of the issues that chapters, you know, again, over the 35 year period that BNI has been around, 36, I guess now, is being able to retention, right, of members. And so one of the things that they're now doing just in that process is they're creating a more automated type of a system. And so now they will send out emails at the 7 month mark, say, hey, listen, make sure that we are, you know, reaching out to this individual, doing like a renewal at the 7 month mark. All right, now, so that's kind of a check for us. All right, now we need to do something. And then they about 2 months, 60 days prior to their renewal date, membership committee gets information that says, hey, we need to approve. Are we going to pre-approve them or not? If we do pre-approve them, then they get an email that says, you've been pre-approved. Please go online, log in, submit your renewal application, and then they can go ahead and pay right there. So now, before their renewal date ever gets here, everything's done. Everything behind this. And again, just starts with the technology. Again, this technology, as we're kind of talking about, accelerators there. The other piece that I would mention is Nola Moon, our director, joined us today. She was mentioning that BNI University are now called BNI Business Builders, right? For years, we had CDs, right, that we would use to try to help everybody get trained. Well, not a whole lot of CD players out there anymore. So now what do? They created an app. You go on the app. All the education is right there on the app that you can be found. So now not only do you have members, good, solid members, but they have ways to absolutely train themselves, teach themselves, continue learning, right? We haven't got it all figured out, as we've spoken about in previous episodes. And let's continue to learn. Let's learn together. So again, just in that BNI structure, we see a lot of these things that they put in place to help BNI to continue to be successful. I think she said now there's over 10,000 chapters throughout the world. 10,000 chapters, man, it's unbelievable. So
incredible. Well, so again, but the point that's being made, I mean, these things, and this is kind of how Jim says it right here. He says, look, if you would have given the same exact leading edge or this type of technology that we're talking about with BNI, or maybe some of the stuff we talked about with Jericho, if you would have given it to them, to their comparison companies, even for free, the comparison companies will still fail to produce anywhere near the same results. Why? They didn't have all this other stuff lined up. Yeah. And that's the key. That's the key. So I don't know what business you're in listening. I'm sure there's a lot of technology out there available to you, but make sure you're using it to accelerate your business, not to be the piece that holds your business together. And I've seen that because we're now in a position with a lot of the stuff that we're doing, how we can automate it and make it go so much quicker. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's fun. It's taking us in places and directions we never thought we could go. But again, all of that is predicated upon what? All these other principles that we've seen. So it's really exciting. It's a fun part. Is there something maybe you've seen from your practice, something you want to add that can help kind of
throw that? In the book here, and again, we do certainly encourage you to read the book. Definitely, I think a lot of valuable ideas and principles that you'll find. But in this, he starts out this particular section on a technology accelerator looking at drugstore.com, right, from 1999. And of course, they didn't have all of this buildup that we've been talking about, right? They looked out there. They saw, okay, wait a minute, people need to have their medicine, right? Could we get it to them through the mail? Is there an easier way that we could provide them this information, this online pharmacy? And so again, from a conceptual standpoint, great business-wise, that's a great concept, but they didn't do the hard work of putting all these things in. They went immediately wanted to sell this business model, right? And what happened? It fell apart. It fell apart because they didn't have all of these other things set in place, as Andrew's just mentioned there. you know, from our standpoint, from a technology standpoint, I mean, the biggest thing that we do at our firm is we use the cloud. We do use the cloud quite a bit with our information. Obviously, all, you know, encrypted and all that kind of stuff. So all the information is safe there. But even our like law practice management right software is done online. So instead of us downloading all the information or having it, you know, physically taking up space in the computers, right? This is saved kind of elsewhere. The good thing is that I can access this anywhere I'm at, right? And so I'm able to communicate easier with my clients. But again, like you said, man, it's got to be an accelerator. It can't be this is the meat and potatoes, right?
He says this across 84 interviews with Good to Great executives. 80% didn't even mention technology as one of their top five factors in the transformation. Yeah. So it's, again, they saw the importance of the underlying stuff that's moved it forward. Let me say one more thing about this for your firm, because you mentioned this in the last episode, just to show you the difference of technology and what it can do when you're in the right spot. Chris mentioned in the last episode, they have done more hearings, veteran hearings in all of 2021 because of technology than they did in combined 19 and 20. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
So, but again, I think you would say, look, if you would have tried to give me all the hearings that I have in 2021, back with 2017, nope, can't happen. Yeah. So technology needs to accelerate. It's not it. It's not the core piece. So maybe that's a good place to end. Is there anything you want to add there?
Yeah, no, I would say it again, not necessarily about technology accelerators, just about the book in general. Just again, if you would, just give us a piece on this. Again, you and I, we like to read, man. We like to read good books. We found some of these business books, Jim Collins in particular, to be very, very helpful and impactful. Things that we can use in our everyday businesses as well. You know, are there? One thing that we had mentioned previously, and I don't remember if we were recording or not when we mentioned this, but if there's other books out there that members of our BNI chapter have read that were really super impactful, like reach out to us, let us know. Again, we'll have you come on with us. We'll get the books, we'll read through the books, we'll take a look, and then we can get together. We can talk about some of these concepts. Because again, it really is important. It's super important. It's very, very helpful. If somebody's out there and they're not much of a reader, what I would tell you is this: audible.com, right? Audible.com is a fabulous resource for you. You have the books, you can listen to them, you know, driving down the road, you can listen to these books, you're getting this content, you're engaging with the content. So there's a lot of value there. Anything you want to add there, just about kind of the benefits of reading books like this?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head of specifically the part of we would love to interact. If you've got that, please do that. That's one great thing. But again, it's this idea that you haven't arrived. And so when you can keep learning and exposing yourself to these ideas. So my mother's a librarian. I was taught at an early age the importance of reading, and she told me how far it'd take me. And I've seen that. So keep reading. I think it's absolutely phenomenal. Chris is a testament of the same thing of how much you've grown just by reading. So give us the great books. We want them. I want to hear them, you know. I'll put it out there. I would love to do that. I'd love to hear from ones that like, hey, challenge me that I haven't read. So that'd be wonderful. So yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Andrew. I appreciate you joining us for this episode and this series from Good to Great. Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Wonderful.
See you, man.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!